Ready on day one, LA website still shows Eric Garcetti, not Karen Pace, as mayor. By Joel B. Polak on December 12, 2022. The LaMayor.org website, registered to the City of Los Angeles, still shows Eric Garcetti as mayor as Karen Pace begins her first full day on the job. Though other pages on the mayor.lacity.gov website have made the change. The LaMayor.org website, which is first on Google's search results, is registered to the city. It still describes Garcetti as mayor, though the links at top connect to mayor.lacity.gov, which notes that Pace has taken office. Pace was inaugurated on Sunday in the presence of a swarm of politicians, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who administered the oath of office. Poet Amanda Gorman, who also performed at President Joe Biden's inauguration, participated in the ceremony. A homeless encampment in front of City Hall had been cleared in anticipation of the event before it was moved to an indoor venue in anticipation of rainy weather. In her inaugural address, Pace pledged to declare homelessness an emergency on her first full day in office. "That is why tomorrow morning, I will start my first day as mayor at our city's Emergency Operations Center, where my first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness. My emergency declaration will recognize the severity of our crisis and break new ground to maximize our ability to urgently move people inside, and do so for good. And it will create the structure necessary for us to have a true, unified and citywide strategy to set us on the path to solve homelessness." Homelessness was a major issue in the campaign between Pace and rival Rick Caruso, a wealthy local developer. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.